Brock Tickle, congratulations. You are X-Brand. You do make the podium. Great job.
Thank you.
It was a really nice job for you. Good start. And you mentioned on the podium that, you know, you last week you didn't get a start. You got 14th. This week you got a start. You rode well. You got third. That's how close this stuff is.
Yeah, for sure. Each and every week everybody sees it on the lap times in practice. I mean, it's important to be fast in practice, but I think the main thing is to get out front. And for us, from 3 to 15 or 14, whatever it is, within a second in practice, I mean, any one of us can get on the podium if we're in the right place at the right time, and it's our track. So for me, I knew that the track was going to deteriorate. Obviously, I wanted to get a good start, and finally I put myself in the position to do it, and I feel like I could have been better from lap 3 to 7, I would say. Tomac kind of pulled me out that little bit, and I kind of stayed there for a minute, but I feel like if I could have maybe latched on a little longer, it would have been a lot easier there at the end. It was awesome. I felt good. We made a couple changes before the main event. Felt like I was hitting the whoops really well for the conditions, and... Yeah, I mean, I felt good.
I got to be honest, Dunge was catching you, and I'm like, not going to be long. Going to get you. And it took a little longer than I thought, and then I thought I was pumped how you stayed. You stayed, like, you fought him pretty hard right behind him for, like, 2-3 laps. Like, that was good. Did you learn some lines, or did you just pick it up?
Yeah, he helped me a lot. Like, I felt like from the whoop section, the second whoop section to the finish, I felt like I was maybe a little better. Mm-hmm. And then
he was blitzing the dragon, and you were jumping in.
Yeah, and then from finish to the whoop section, he was better than me. So I kind of picked up on his line on the far corner where it was rutted, and that rhythm section was tough. I mean, it was tough to even trip go. Yep. Like Eli said, it was tough. If you could do the
quad.
Yeah, yep. No, I didn't jump the quad all night, but... But, I mean, if you could do the single over table, triple, you were good.
Yeah.
That was the hardest part. So, caught on a line right there, and it was better. Had a couple moments before that, before he passed me. Yeah. So, I kind of got a little tight there at the end.
You did like a 101 at one point.
Yeah, I kind of struggled there. Like I said, if I could have been a little better in a couple laps, I feel like it would have been a lot easier, and I could have relaxed.
We talked a little bit this week via text about last week, you and the 51. You guys got into it again tonight. What's going on there? I guess you're not so pleased.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. That we all know as a racer what he's going to do on the track. So I passed him, squared down off of him, and I saw prior to that in the same race how he was racing back, just running him wide and not.
He's very angry right now. He's angry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is, but we got into it after the race. Yeah. He said something to me, and I didn't like it, and we had some words with an AMA, and ended up with last gate pick in the semi, and kind of fired me up. So, it is what it is, and I mean, everybody sees it. It's not like everybody's blind to it.
Maybe we need to do that more often to get you on the box. Hey, let's end this on a positive note. Kyle Bentley, your RCH team. We all know the struggles in the off season. Reward them with a podium here. It's got to feel good for you, for Suzuki, for Kyle, for your mechanic, for everybody.
Yeah, you know, the whole this has been the best offseason we've had. I mean, we put in a lot of work. The team has done an awesome job with the bike.
Offseason with the lowest amount of money?
This guy.
No, he always, you know?
I mean, but honestly, we have. I mean, it was the best offseason. Yeah. We made a lot of progress. Mm-hmm. I came in Anaheim believing that I could be top five right off the bat. And I feel like if I would have been getting starts and doing that, I could have been. But now, 9 races in, we're here. So I know there's a couple guys missing, but it's like that every year. So for me, just focus on me, and I think that's the biggest thing. Focus on me, do the things I need to do, and get out in front and ride my own lines.
Well, cool, man. Great job. Congratulations. Yeah, you guys, awesome job for your team and everything. Thanks.
Thank you. All right.